A village praise singer in Ivory Coast sings a song about fish farming, how fish farming could help to feed the people and make a good living for rural families. In fact, families with very little land can get more from a fish pond than if they grew crops on the same area of land. More to eat and more to sell if the land is put under water than if it's put under the cutlass and the hoe.
This would certainly be the case. A small area of fish ponds would have more profitability than a small area of other farming crops. But you must realise that most of these farming crops will be using a much larger area than the ponds would be.
That's Chris Nugent, a fish farming expert from the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, the FAO, who's been helping local people with fish farming in Ivory Coast for several years.
The big effort is the investment. The big effort is in building the ponds. And that does require physical force, physical or mechanical force. But once the ponds are built, if they've been correctly built, they're almost permanent. Let's say you can count on your ponds lasting for 20 or 30 years. We're using ponds now, government ponds, which have existed longer than that.
How widespread is this the potential for this technique, then, in Africa?
To create a fish farm, you need a good site. A good site, we need permanent water supply. You obviously can't build a fish pond in a completely porous soil. The only water loss is through evaporation or from seepage. So it's not wasted water, and it can be reused. When you drain a pond, we have lots of cases where you can drain a pond, or the water that's drained from the pond goes into irrigation canals and is then reused for irrigation on ponds.
So there's no need for conflict between farming fish or farming crops and livestock. In many situations, in fact, the waste from crops and livestock can be used to feed the fish, and the mud from the ponds is a good fertilizer for the farmland. But fish farming is still quite new to Africa, and Chris Nugent believes in taking things slowly so people have time to learn.
The fish farming in West Africa or in Africa or in Ivory Coast in particular is not a traditional activity. Fish consumption, however, is something that's been very much on the increase in recent years. Freshwater fisheries and even marine fisheries are tending to reach their maximum potential at the moment. There are still, in some areas and some fisheries, the possibility of increasing fish catch. However, in a lot of Africa, the potential for fisheries, and this is the case in Ivory Coast, where inland fisheries are reaching or will soon reach their maximum potential. So fish farming is potentially a means of increasing the local fish production.
Chris and his colleague Guy both work with the Ministry of Rural Development in Ivory Coast, working with their fisheries department. With them, I've been taken to see some typical small fish farms near Bouaké in central Ivory Coast, and to meet a fish farmer.
Enfin, la pisciculture, moi, j'ai commencé d'abord en voyant d'abord.
Well, he says that several years ago he met some fish culturists in other sides of the country, and he was very interested in the results of that activity. In fact, he wants to make it a bigger size lagoon. He wanted to try first with three small ponds to see how much he could earn with it and how much fish he could grow.
The species we use are entirely, for the time being, tilapia. It's a species of tilapia, probably not native to Ivory Coast, native to the Niger River Basin and to the Nile River Basin. The advantage of this particular species is that it exploits very efficiently natural food resources in the water. And this can be food down to small plankton in the water. And in the very simplest culture techniques, we fertilize the water to encourage the development of natural foods in the water on which the tilapia feeds.
It's not his main activity. He's been employed in an FAO project and he's growing fish on a subsidiary base. Yes, he wants to grow fish for his own consumption and also for selling, if possible.
We see fish farming here as a complementary activity to other regular traditional for even other new commercial agricultural activities. One of the characteristics of it is, compared to other animal husbandry, is although it does require regular daily presence for a good management of ponds, that daily presence doesn't take much time. We recommend that feeding should be done twice a day. It could be done in the morning, once in the morning, once in the afternoon. And depending on the number of ponds, it would only take half an hour, or if the farmer has quite a few ponds, maybe an hour's time altogether each day. Which means that he can continue all his normal activities and add on to his farm, fish farming, which has another advantage at the same time. It doesn't take much surface area. It's a fairly intensive animal husbandry technique.
Il y a beaucoup d'hommes, pas mal, qui maintenant s'intéressent à la pisciculture. D'autres font l'élevage de volailles, l'élevage de moutons et autres. Mais moi, c'est ce qui m'a beaucoup intéressé.
So he says he's been interested in raising of fish rather than raising of poultry or other animals. And he's really interested, he's sure to be able to earn money with that activity.
One of many successful fish farmers in Ivory Coast, and there are now many hundreds of them around the country. And not only fish farmers, but fish farming groups and cooperatives at schools, where the school children care for the fish and learn techniques that will be very useful to them when they leave school. We join Chris Nugent as he drives over to visit one of the schools that the FAO project has been able to help with advice.
We're going to visit a primary school now. We have a program with the primary schools, which has been financed by UNICEF. Basically, what we do is we build and equip fish ponds for different primary schools who have a good site. And the aim, of course, behind all that is that the children should learn how to practice fish farming while they're at school. For the moment, UNICEF, as it's a pilot project, UNICEF finances the whole project. Nevertheless, schools can and do build their own fish ponds, and one of the interesting things about growing fish in Africa is that in a rural school you can find all the fish feeds and different ingredients needed for fish farming. You can find them in the village and around the village. However, the school we're going to visit now is in the town of Bouaké, and they have a small plot on which they've built fish ponds, and we're going to now visit the director of the school, and he'll explain how they organise their fish farming on the school.
First, a call to see the headmaster or school director.
Au niveau de la pêche, effectivement, nous
avons... The school director was explaining that they started the cooperative with a chicken raising project. In the first year, it worked quite well, and they made a small profit. In the second year, however, they lost a large number of chickens from sickness. They thought it was a snake for a long time. They spent some time looking for a snake. And in the end, they realized it was a sickness, and by that time, they'd lost most of their chickens. So they were looking for another activity to replace the chicken raising. And as the school watchman had a small field next to the school, they decided to use this small field for another activity. They were considering gardening, and they considered fish farming, so they decided eventually to start fish farming. They sent a teacher to a training course run by the FAO project here in Bouaké to learn the basics of fish farming. And for the moment, it's a success. They're still in their first full year of running the fish ponds, but the fish are growing very well, and they have some very good fish.
Then down to the school fish ponds, where one of the school pupils, a young girl, is giving the fish their afternoon feed.
Je m'appelle Charlotte. Pendant le congé, le maître m'avait dit de surveiller les poissons.
Charlotte, who is a member of the school cooperative, she's come down during the school holidays to feed the fish, and she was explaining that she gives a certain ration of feed in each of the ponds. So she gives 4.5 measures here in this pond. And if I remember rightly, 3 measures here and 2.5 down to the third pond.
Do the children benefit from the money that comes from the sale of the fish? Huh?
Well, it's a cooperative. If there's any benefits, that goes to the cooperative. And generally, the cooperative reinvests that profit back into other activities for the cooperative. There's another case where the fish, instead of being sold, will be used in the school canteen, but not all the schools have canteens. Some schools buy school materials, the school books, school textbooks, or there's even one school has put some money towards building a house for a teacher.
As we leave Charlotte and the school fish ponds, Chris Nugent explains the main purpose of the FAO fish farming project in Ivory Coast and his work with the Ministry of Rural Development.
Its main objective is to work in rural areas. And it is possible to raise fish efficiently and intensively in small ponds using just inputs from around the village. This can be animal wastes, animal manure. This can be just regular household wastes.
From the kitchen?
From the kitchen or from crop production. If there's any rice, for instance, rice bran from, not necessarily from a factory, but from just local village women. Maize bran is another one. Beer waste, local beer production is another possibility for feeding fish.
How big is the fish pond? I mean, what's the best size to have a fish pond for these tilapia?
You can have a very small pond. You can have, and they exist, very small ponds of just a few square metres. If anybody's going to take fish farming seriously, we consider that a 300 or 400 square metre pond is the best size. I mean, it takes as much effort to look after a 400 square metre pond as it does to a 50 square metre pond, and of course, for the same effort, you're getting 5 or 6 times as much production.
The development of fish farming, or pisciculture as it's known in French, in the rural areas, depends on good advice from well-trained extension officers. The extension staff are all trained at the fish farming training school at Bouaquet. The school trains fishery staff from Ivory Coast and from other francophone countries in West Africa.
My name is Kwame Bihirie. I have been here 2 years ago just to learn how to farm fish. Fish farming has been this year. We have seen how to make pond, how to get young fish, little fishes, and how to make them to get bigger. Now I'm working with a project. I see that what we have learned here is a very benefit for us.
Do you think that fish farming is a good life for young people who leave school? Is it a good way of making money?
Particularly in our country, yes, we laid the emphasis upon rural development. So that I think that fish farming is very nice for school leavers.
They can make good money, huh?
Yes, I think.
And the Fisheries Extension Service has used modern and traditional methods of communicating information and advice about fish farming, including village praise singers. And one of the main messages is that fish farming can produce more food from a small area of land than any other sort of farming. Land underwater can be more productive than land under the cutlass and the hoe. I'm a